And 6:06, it is mostly clear this morning in Tulsa, 65 degrees, warming to a very comfortable 84 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Business and civic leaders here in Tulsa express disappointment in the federal government's attempt to block the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways. Tulsa Regional Chamber Vice President Justin McLaughlin says the chamber remains a supporter of the merger.
Tulsa Chamber has always been supportive of the American Airlines and the U.S. Airways merger. We believe that this really will be a positive thing for Tulsa to help keep thousands of high-paying aerospace jobs in our community.
Mayor Bartlett, meanwhile, is critical of the Obama administration for the move to try and scrap the merger deal.
I mean, literally days before federal judge was going to issue his final ruling approving the reorganizational plan, the Obama administration, the Attorney General of the United States, decides to jump in and slam the door in the whole process.
The mayor says the merger would save hundreds of jobs here in Tulsa. Governor Fallon will not act on a request to extradite the father of a Cherokee girl at the center of an adoption dispute until after a court hearing next month. The governor says Dustin Brown has a right to his day in court, and she will not act on an extradition request from South Carolina until after the September 12th court date. The girl remains in the care of her parental grandparents and stepmother. Meanwhile, the South Carolina couple arrived in Tulsa last night. They'll hold a news conference later today. As public neighborhood meetings on Tulsa's proposed $900 million capital improvements package wind up, one city councilor is now proposing a change.
District 9 Representative G.T. Bynum will ask his fellow councilors to drop projects for the BOK Center and Cox Convention Center. He says proposed maintenance upgrades to the buildings have met resistance, and he doesn't want to jeopardize the entire $900 million package. He thinks they should be taken out of the proposal.
To remove those two funding items from this proposal, since there's another way for those to be funded through ticket sales at the BOK Center.
Replacing the BOK Center's fire alarm system and upgrades to the convention center would cost about $1.3 million, a small fraction of the $919 million tax extension package being considered. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
And the winner is Ron Peters. He bested John Bomar yesterday in the special election to become the new county commissioner in Tulsa County District Number 3. He will replace Fred Perry, who stepped down for health reasons. Tulsans learn about passenger train options to connect Tulsa with Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation favors selling state-owned track and then building an entirely new high-speed rail system with trains that could travel up to 125 miles an hour. Passenger Rail Oklahoma President Evan Stairs favors upgrading the already owned track. He says it would be much cheaper.
They could upgrade this railroad for $100 million, $110 million. For 79 to 90 mile per hour passenger rail service. They've rejected that and they've gone after the big money, which is a $2 billion brand new passenger rail only route adjacent to the Turner Turnpike.
The Oklahoma $2 billion request is a full 25% of what has been allotted nationwide for high speed rail projects. Last night's meeting was at the TCC Center for Creativity in downtown Tulsa. Our weather forecast, pinch yourself. It's going to be hard to believe. It is August. Plentiful sunshine and nice today. A high of 84. Tonight, clear and almost cool. 62 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, generous amounts of sunshine and a high of 83. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeastern Oklahoma. Right now at 610, it is clear and 65. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.